item 11. The Chief Financial Officer of the Milwaukee Public Museum submitting quarterly financial updates. This went to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment, and they took no action on this item.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Jay Williams, and I'm President and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum. And joining me is Mike Bernatz, who's our Chief Financial Officer. I'd also mention that here today also is the Vice Chairman of our board, Essie Whitelaw, and the head of our Senior Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and Admissions, Mary Bridges. On behalf of all our constituents, we want to thank you for the partnership we have with Milwaukee County. To summarize our first quarter, our attendance was strong, up about 18% over last year. In particular, our members are making really good use of the museum. Their attendance is up about 36%. Children, school groups, and teens' attendance is up around 13%. The quarter also saw over 6,000 people attend our Halloween hauntings, which has become a wonderful event for young families. Our gala on October 20th was attended by nearly 600 people and exceeded our fundraising goal. Our traveling exhibit, Real Pirates, opened on December 14th and has met wonderful reviews and is meeting our expectation on attendance. Our financial results for the first quarter show our net asset position slightly ahead of plan. As you know, the first quarter is really the fiscal slow point for us of each calendar year. We're basically ahead of plan due to expense management and our investments being ahead of plan. We are running behind plan on fundraising and membership. We also anticipated the opening of the Daniel M. Sorif National Geographic Dome Theater and Planetarium in the first quarter. And due to some technology issues, in fact, Mike and I saw it last night. It was really cool. So we will have 3D educational movies available soon. I think we're going to have a soft opening in February and open to the public with promotion March 1st, but you will be really impressed with this. And that's just put us a bit behind on our attendance, as we thought that would be opened in March. As we look at the balance of the year, our focus is really on the fundraising side and continuing to manage our expenses well. We recognize we're going to have tight cash flow during the year. I would like to also mention that we continue to have very constructive discussions on the reestablishment of the lease management agreement and hope to have something to present to the committee in the near future. And we just very much thank you for your support.
Do you have anything to add?
The only thing that, Mike Bernatz, Chief Financial Officer. The only thing I'd like to add is that, yes, we've been able to overcome some shortfalls in revenue with expense savings. But the issue for us primarily is our ability to generate operating cash this year, and that is our big challenge going forward. So with that, I'll leave it open for questions.
Supervisor Roman Watts.
Thank you very much. I have just a couple quick questions, and forgive me for not being more on top of this, but what type of promotion, like cross interdepartmental promotions have you done? I know the Parks does a great job. It's Thursday night, so tonight we'll have Music Under Glass at the Domes. They have Poland Under Glass coming up. In fact, the Chinese New Year, I think it's Friday, at the Domes. So have you made an attempt to have a booth set up at those events? Those are family events where you're capturing basically your audience. And so have you talked to, you know, Parks about throwing up a table there and trying to increase your, just kind of the, the promotion of it. The other thing is, how are you guys doing with social media? Are you using Facebook? Do you have a Twitter account? Are you using, every viable option? Because I think really it's just a matter of getting the information out there.
Sure.
Once people hear about the exhibit, they're excited about it, they want to go. But it's really just kind of putting it on people's radar.
Well, as long as I have Mrs. Bridges here, if I could have her comment maybe just for a minute, because she's our social media expert and handles all of our marketing, and be more appropriate for her than me.
Thank you. Chair and supervisors, we have just engaged with the Parks Department. In the last month, we have a new group sales manager that came on board about a year ago, and she is connecting with all of these people. We will not have a booth yet, but those are in our long-range plans. We are open on Thursday nights for the first time, and we're continuing to do that at a reduced rate for people to come to the exhibit and the museum and to allow people that are working in the downtown area to come over. As far as social media, we do have all of the mediums that you suggested, and we continue to grow. And, in fact, we're using social media just to promote, only social media, our food and froth event that's coming up on February 16th, to the point that it's almost sold out, and that has been just via social media.
Okay, that's wonderful. So you're using Groupon and all that, all those good things.
We've done one Groupon with a membership promotion. That was about a year ago. We look at those types of vehicles. Some are cost prohibitive because of what they have in line. You know, they want 50% and then 50% up front and then 50% off of what they make. So financially, we have to look at what they offer.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. I just think it could be a great, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your thing, with the parks especially.
Yes.
I mean, some of the exhibits that you have actually work really well. They work really well together, so.
Yes, we agree.
Thank you for your thoughts. Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Drzik.
Thank you. I do think there's some important information in this letter, and I think it would be useful to receive and place this on file, so I'm going to make that motion. I continue to think that Milwaukee County government is going to have to assist Milwaukee Public Museum. This is a treasure in this community. I want to compliment you on the Pirates exhibit. I was in attendance the night that you had the opening. You know, when I'm at my ripe old age, when I learn new things, I think you're doing a really, not that I know everything, but I think you're doing a spectacular job. And I had never quite put pirates in with the slave trade quite the way that exhibit highlights it. So I applaud you on that. I think it's a great exhibit, and I do think I know there was a full center page in the journal. I think was it last Sunday?
This Sunday.
Yep. And you know, I do see it being advertised and out there. I agree with Supervisor West in terms of all the social media, and you can never do enough, I guess. But you're doing that. And then the other thing, last summer when you had some of us there, and I know Supervisor Schmidt's on your board. That archival collection you have is just—it's just really special, and we have museums like the Field Museum in Chicago experiencing the same kinds of problems that your museum is facing. So this isn't unique. Those archival collections are going to be so important for scientists looking at climate change and so on to give actual specimens. You go back quite a ways. I was just so impressed by that collection and the way it's being cared for. But the community doesn't always know those things. And that's where government has some role in helping you to preserve that. So I think our cultural institutions, as much as you can, the public-private partnerships are great. I think you're going down the right path. But let's not mistake this. Government is going to have a role in preserving these kinds of archival collections because they're important for science, they're important for education. So let's get that message out there. Milwaukee County is going to continue to be a good partner with the Milwaukee Public Museum. I think our cultural institutions are extremely important for the whole county. And, you know, once again, I think county government has a real role here to play. We're going to have some tough decisions to make going forward. Your letter begins to highlight that. And I think we need to start educating our public on the Milwaukee Public Museum. There's a lot of issues out there with a lot of different cultural institutions, but that doesn't mean we don't try and we don't get the message out. So I think I will be a partner with you in educating the public, and I will also be a partner with you and with Supervisor Schmidt and the others in trying to help you find solutions to these difficulties. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I think one of the things, Supervisor, that people sometimes forget is we are a cultural attraction, but we're also a research institution.
Right.
And we have scientists from all over the world that come and use that collection to further their research. In fact, right now we have two professors from UWM who are doing their sabbatical at the museum.
And we need to educate the public on that. They need to understand the importance of your institution in those roles. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I did move receive and place on file.
Okay. Any further discussion on this item? If not, would you take the roll on Supervisor Jurczyk's motion?
To receive and place on file, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Motion approved. To receive and place on file and vote of 9-0.
Thank you.
We have item 29, which is also we were going to do in closed session on the museum. If the committee would like, so we can let these people go, we could go into closed session now. Get